We don't have a non-discrimination statement at all for Atherton.
It began locally at one school, Atherton High. There were complaints from parents about a female transgender student using the girls' restroom, though she's male-bodied. Those complaints led here to a gymnasium packed with a couple hundred people, mostly students, many from other schools.
Atherton High School shall not discriminate on the basis.
Principal Thomas Aberle reads the newly proposed non-discrimination policy that the school council will soon vote on.
Nor gender identity.
Here in Kentucky, it's up to individual schools or districts to choose whether they want to add unique protections for transgender students and what rights those students will have while in school. Some states have laws or guidelines clarifying transgender student rights, but many schools around the country are still working out the specifics.
What I'm saying is I'm for the equality for everyone, whether the Atherton High School or the rest of the world.
Some on the school council aren't sure how they'll vote.
I need more information about this policy implementation.
But it's important this conversation is happening in schools because more students are coming out. Science tells us we identify our genders early on, and it doesn't always reflect our bodies. And students will tell you it's not a choice.
Transitioning myself, I'd always been very masculine growing up.
Max St. John goes to school across the county from Atherton at Doss High.
I always wore my brother's hand-me-down clothes. I never liked wearing girly clothes at all. I hated it in eighth grade year when my mom made me wear a dress to my graduation. I hated it.
Transgender students go through great lengths to pass as their preferred gender identity. Some take estrogen or testosterone. Others, with parental permission and a couple hundred bucks, may change their name. Maybe even a larger deal, especially for students who might not be able to afford these costs, is pronoun usage, like him and her. St. John says teachers at Doss High are very supportive. But one day, there was a substitute teacher.
And my teacher didn't leave a note explaining anything, so anytime he would go to have people go through the attendance, he would have a student do it for him. And so students had seen my birth name before I had actually had it changed.
St. John says a fight broke out, and the substitute didn't know how to deal with it.
He pulled me out of the classroom, saying, "Don't listen to them, you're a beautiful young lady." Even though I kept trying to explain to him, "But I'm not a lady, I'm a boy, I am a guy."
This is why many students say communicating with school staff is important. But many schools aren't being guided by school policy. So, the response is more subjective. The U.S. Department of Education this year added Title IX guidance for schools to grant transgender students protections. Any school receiving federal funds is supposed to adhere to the rules. But specific policies, like can transgender students use the bathroom of their identified gender, is not spelled out. And this is why school policies can vary.
Title IX certainly doesn't require opening up opposite-sex facilities.
Attorney Clint Elliott addressed the Louisville School Board this month, opposing Atherton's policy change.
Think about students of faith, all faiths, who have sincere, genuine religious convictions and beliefs relating to moral virtues and purity.
Elliott's concerns are common among those who oppose similar policies in other areas of the country. But more school districts are adopting models that clarify specific rights for transgender students. And despite concerns from some parents, in school districts like San Francisco and Los Angeles, where they've had long-standing transgender policies, there hasn't been any significant issues. But because this idea is new for many schools, transgender students often have to compromise, like using a gender-neutral bathroom.
You're in favor of that as well?
Back at Atherton High, Principal Thomas Aberle finishes reading the non-discrimination policy, this one with protections for transgender students. It's the first reading. It gets quiet.
Getting a lot of head nodding.
Some look on disapprovingly. But there is majority consensus, and Aberle reads the policy back to the House one last time.
National origin, race, sex, sexual orientation, nor gender identity. That's it. All right.
The school council will officially vote next month. They also need to vote on what exactly that will mean. How will the school determine what bathrooms or lockers transgender students use? For this, the council will vote on two ideas. One is what's in place now. Transgender students can use the facilities of their identified gender. The other is supported by the group Alliance Defending Freedom, which Elliott is connected with. It would create separate bathrooms for transgender students, but Aberle doesn't think this one will pass.
it looks like, you know, the school is going to do the right thing like other schools are doing, and that, for me, is just really, really encouraging.
From the East Coast, Harper Jean Tobin is following the story. Tobin is the policy director for the National Center for Transgender Equality in Washington, D.C. She also graduated from Atherton High in 1999. For her, it's a personal story.
I had such mixed emotions about that, trying to think back to being 14 or 15 and, you know, having people debate me and my identity and whether I should have to walk across school past the restrooms that other girls get to use.
It's 15 years later, and Tobin works for one of the leading national groups advocating for transgender equality. She still sees that fear, concern, and questions exist about transgender issues, but she says schools like her alma mater are trying to teach.
Atherton, you know, is like so many other schools in that way, where I think it's just a learning process about something that is new to a lot of people.
Tobin says if she was in high school right now, she might have come out earlier. Devin Katayama, WFPL News.